Sunday, July 13th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl presents an additional visit from drummer, percussionist, composer, arranger, multicultural warrior educator, Bobby Sanabria. Listeners might remember Bobby Sanabria from The Journey. This time, we get to squeeze in even more information about Bobby Sanabria. That's Sunday, July 13th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
Some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. And our guest, our special guest again this week will be Bobby Sanabria. He will be with us soon. But, of course, we're going to start off with hearing some music. Some music of his. We'll hear some other music that he's participated in as well. So stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program.
New York City.
My name's Joyce Jones. Stay tuned while we get ready to hear another great week, because Bobby Sanabria is going to be with us. That's right. He's going to be on some program, you know. What's the name of that thing again that you want?
Sugar.
Nice and bright. Let that be. El Bochinche.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar and my bowl's name of this program. Say something.
Hi, Joyce. How are you?
Say something.
You're not on yet.
Okay.
That's why. I said I was talking to Elena.
What is this, man?
Go ahead, go ahead.
What is this, gang up on men night at WBAI?
No, no.
I'll say those seven words that are on the...
No, you won't. And this will be the last time we hear Bobby Sinatra.
In memory of George Carlin.
Yeah.
In honor of George Carlin.
No. That is Bobby Sanabria, the man who is speaking. Elena Martinez is actually the woman to whom I wish to speak right now. Because actually what was going to happen was that Elena was going to call. Because we were going to spend like all of 5 minutes chatting. But that's all right. She had to work. And the only time she could work, if you don't mind me sharing.
No.
The only time she could work with Bobby is driving. So she rode with Bobby here, and they got some work done, and they were doing some work while we were listening to music. So, yeah. Hi, Elena Martinez.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am good. I am glad to see you. I'm glad you were able to visit, actually.
Yeah, it's nice to be back to WBAI. Good to see you.
Now, the reason why I wanted to speak with you is because I had wanted you to speak on two different things. One of them being the Bronx Music Heritage Center.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
The Bronx Music Heritage Center is this great, incredible venue in the Bronx off Southern Boulevard, 1303 Louis Nine Boulevard, off, right near Freeman Street and Southern Boulevard. But it's sponsored by the Women's Housing and Economic Development Corporation, WEDCO. And they're an amazing organization, the work that they do with housing and other services through the borough. But their cultural arm they started, the Bronx Music Heritage Center, is right now a small teaser space, the lab, we call it. And Bobby and I co-curate the Bronx Rising series there. And there's a lot of other things that go on there. There's community arts classes during the week, visual art classes for kids, conga lessons,
right.
B-boy classes. And then there's also sometimes artist residencies. There's exhibits there. We'll be having an exhibit with an opening reception on July 25th. Six Bronx photographers, Seis del Sur with David Gonzalez, Edwin Pagan, Ricky Flores, Joe Conso Jr., Francisco Reyes, and Angel Falcon. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Angel.
Franco.
Angel Franco. Thank you.
Wow, I get to speak.
But that exhibit will go up. So we have incredible programming there. And in 2 years, there'll be the Bronx Music Heritage Center will be built in a permanent space where there'll be a gallery, an archive, a theater. But in leading up to that, Bobby and I are curating these programs, and we're really proud. We've been able to curate for the last 2 years incredible programs there, the best of Bronx's musical legacy from a historical viewpoint, as well as what's going on now, like, you know, great Puerto Rican musicians, Garifuna musicians, and all kinds of great stuff. And on July 19th, our July Bronx Rising program is coming up this week, and we're doing our first Spirit of Anya festival, which is a women and drum festival, just to, you know, when you think about the Bronx, all the music that's from the Bronx, the drum and the beat is really what drives everything, and we like to showcase women performers as much as possible, so we hope to do this every year. But for our first one, we'll be showing the documentary Sweet Dreams, which Sweet Dreams is about a group of women in Rwanda after the conflict that got together from women from both sides of the conflict got together and formed a drum circle to start the healing process. But they also opened the first ice cream shop in Rwanda.
I knew that one.
So it's a really incredible story. We'll be showing that film with the director. We'll be there for Q&A. And then we'll be having members of the Legacy Women Drummers do a shekere and dance class for lesson for people who were there. We're going to be showing a screening of a small clip of a film in progress by Bronx filmmaker Sheye Adebanjo, a Nigerian-American filmmaker. And then we will top it off with a concert by the all-women Batala New York City drum group.
Yes, who now they were, or they still are, based out of Brooklyn at the center, Gowanus.
I'm not sure. They might be. They might be. And but yeah, they're great. I mean, they have up to like 75 women who take part in their performances and their classes and everything. But we're having probably our space is small, so we'll probably have like a dozen or so of them for the event. So and then we'll have some African entrepreneur vendors there and food. So it'll be just a whole day of great events. I'm focusing on women, drum, and Africa. So, and sort of like the Bronx's role in that as well. But also that same day, we will be also premiering a new project from the Bronx Music Heritage Center called Under the Elevated. The Design Trust has been working with the BMHC to produce these sound booths. This is the first one. It'll open on the bus stop at Freeman Street and Southern Boulevard. And what it will do, it's right underneath the elevated train. Mm-hmm. And when you're sitting on the waiting for the bus on the elevated, under the elevator, you hear the loud noises go by, and you're sitting waiting for your bus. You know, the MTA buses take forever. You're waiting for them. So what you're going to be able to have is this directional booth that you can hear music from, and we're going to be looping music from Bronx musicians.
Wow.
And so people will get a chance to hear music by Bronx musicians, and maybe a chance to get also to learn and hear about some of this great, rich history of Bronx music that we have.
How do you decide what musicians you're going to use?
Well, we're taking it from the music that we've been doing on the past two seasons of Bronx Rising. Yeah. Actually, we're into the third season, so we've documented most of our programs and have them, so we're using music from there.
Oh, wow.
As well as we have an incredible advisory board. I must say, our advisory board includes Bobby Sanabria, mm-hmm. Ray Mantilla, mm-hmm. Will Calhoun.
I was just going to say Will Calhoun because he was talking about that when he was our sugar guest.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. Willie Rodriguez, members of Rebel Diaz, the hip-hop group. It's just,
they actually have they have a home. Their home base is the
Mother's on the move now. I think they moved. They had a residency with us for a while. They did have a residency with us, and then that ended, and then they found a new space in the Longwood neighborhood.
Okay.
But
they didn't even know it. They're right underneath, right across the street from the street that's named after the great Arsenio Rodriguez, the father of Son Montuno and Mambo. And
that was out, newly named, wasn't it?
Last summer, and I pointed it out to them. I go, look up there, and he goes, yeah. And they go, who's Arsenio Rodriguez? So I gave him the 411 on that, and they're so proud that they're there. So it was meant to be.
Yeah, so between the performances that we've documented and, like I said, the members of our advisory board, that we've been able to put together a loop of music, and there are plans to build other ones, but this will be the first one.
Nice.
So it's part of changing the oral landscape mm-hmm. of the neighborhood, as well as being a sort of a history lesson and something for the community as well.
That is great. I love that center. Once I found out about it, it's like, okay, I want to know more.
And the great thing about these programs that we've been producing is it's basically free to the public.
Right.
So if you have some kids, you can come. The space is family friendly, and we get a lot of adults that are very erudite, etc., to all of the arts. But we encourage parents to bring their children because
Definitely.
They need to hear, see, and feel the culture that is so prominent in the Bronx. All these incredible musical cultures that are represented in the Bronx. We're the borough of music. We have more theaters, nightclubs, catering halls, etc., than any other borough. And, of course, that all disappeared with the fires in the late 60s and 70s. And so this history that I grew up with basically disappeared and was forgotten. It still lives in people of my age, but it's been forgotten by many that have left the Bronx during that time period. And the new wave of immigrants that are coming to the Bronx from Ghana, North Africa, Ireland, China, everywhere, they have no idea of this incredible history.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah, so
but I guess the Bronx Music Heritage Center is definitely reawakening that history for those who may not know, and they can find out more about it by contacting
BronxMusic.org, or you also go to Wedco.org website, and then there'll be a page for that as well, and you can see a little bit about what we do, upcoming events, everything is listed there as well.
WHEDCO.
No, what? One more time?
WHEDCO.org, and the other one is
BronxMusic.org.
Okay, and could they also sign up for a mailing? Email.
Please, definitely sign up for emails, and we can make sure we get out, we'll get information out to people about upcoming events.
Because I get your emails. I'm not sure whether they're for everybody, but I'm always impressed by the activities that are going on over there.
Yeah, we're really proud. There's been a great, it's a community, it's a small community space. It's in a community that was very hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
if when you see photos of Reagan and Carter walking through the rubble in 1980, that's the neighborhood. That's the same neighborhood.
Right.
But the neighborhood's coming back, and so we're great. We're so happy we can bring this like incredible, I mean, just fabulous, Grammy-nominated, Grammy-winning artist, Grammy-nominated artist, amazing artist of jazz, of hip-hop, of Puerto Rican traditional music, rock and roll. Well, we've just had great events, so we're just really glad that we've had this exciting series that bring there.
And we recently had an event celebrating Irish culture, because there was a big Irish community in the South Bronx. Who was the gentleman that...
Well, last year we had Larry Kerwin from Block 47 perform.
Oh, okay.
He was great,
yeah.
And he loves the Bronx. He's always talking about the Bronx when he does interviews, etc. And as I said, people don't know that these cultures existed and still exist to a certain extent, not only in the South Bronx, but all over the Bronx.
And just one thing, too. I mean, we're really... Bobby and I are really... For us, the history is really important. This, like, legacy that was there is really important. But that there's also stuff going... There's an incredible... stuff going on now as well.
Right.
And then, you know, like the Garifuna community is the largest Garifuna community outside of Central America, lives in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a lot of events with them as well, you know, with their great musical traditions and mixing of Garifuna and jazz music
right.
as well. So,
right.
you know, all kinds of events like that are going on there. So.
Now tell me about City Lore.
Well, City Lore is, I've been a folklorist at City Lore for many years, and City Lore mm-hmm. is almost 30 years old, is a nonprofit arts organization dedicated to all the grassroots culture of New York City, all whether it's music, foodways, grassroots poetry, mm-hmm. the stories of some subway conductors, taxi drivers, all that. And we're really excited that City Lore in the past year moved to its new home at 56 East 1st Street now, and we have a gallery space there.
All
so
right.
we've been we've done programs around the city, but now we can actually do some programs there and on the Lower East Side. So we have more of a... We've always been on the Lower East Side, but now we have more of a physical presence there with the gallery. So, so we've been keeping busy with all kinds of programming there as well.
And the beautiful thing is it's on street level, mm-hmm. so you can see through the glass doors, et cetera. And there's actually a beautiful exhibit there that Elena could tell you about right now.
Oh, what's going on there?
Well,
what exhibit is there?
Well, actually, it just sort of closed, but we do have a gift shop, so people can stop by. But there's... There's the Henry Chalfa and Martha Cooper's All City Train exhibit. It's the Henry Chalfa's archive of 800 photos of the graffiti trains in the late 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. And just basically wallpaper the gallery of all these trains with the graffiti on it that Henry took mm-hmm. back then. And then also Martha Cooper's photos of all the different artists and people who were involved in that as well.
And Henry Chalfant did Star Wars. Style Wars.
Star Wars.
Yes, he was in the producer for Star Wars.
Yes.
That was another space traveler.
Yeah, going to the Bronx.
Style Wars is basically the documentary, the first documentary on all that culture,
Yes, Henry's got basically a trilogy, Star Wars, mm-hmm. Flying Cut Sleeves,
right.
and the final one, which Elena was a producer on, called From Mambo to Hip Hop,
yes.
a South Bronx tale.
That's what I was going to bring up next, because City Lore was involved in that, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were the co-producers.
Yeah.
Henry was the director, we were the producers, mm-hmm. and really glad that that's still sort of like, kind of guess it become a cult classic from Mambo to Hip Hop.
That's
so,
an excellent film. My partner Hank Williams, the associate producer for Sugar, uses that in his classes. So
great. That's good to hear. Yeah,
and you can get the video online at mm-hmm. Amazon.com or any of these video outlets, etc. It's
right.
pretty amazing what, if you get it, you get extra footage, like that wasn't because the show had to be an hour for PBS.
Right.
But you get extra footage about Eddie, like for example, Eddie Palmieri talking more about the candy store that his parents ran,
mm-hmm.
that all the musicians hung out at, called the Mambo Candy Store, and how he used to fill his job was to fill the jukebox with the hippest records as a kid. So, and he basically filled it with Bronx-based Latino artists. Benny Bonilla talking about how the recording for I Like It Like That with Pete Rodriguez
mm-hmm.
materialized out of nothing because they needed to have a recording to be promoted on the radio. And also, for example, some interviews that didn't make it, for example, Pebbly Poo, who was basically the first female hip-hop
yes.
dancer,
mm-hmm.
and how she... basically define that role for women on the scene. And there were many women on the scene and still are, obviously.
Well, I do have to let people know what they've heard, because I should have done that before we started talking. So I'm going to, like, you know, put this to a timeout for a second, just to let people know that we've been talking to Elena Martinez and Bobby Sanabria.
On WBAI, FM 99.5 in New York.
On Sugar My Bowl, yeah. Which is on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. See, that's how it's done, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people, some friends of mine call me up, yo, man, what does that Sugar in My Bowl thing mean? I go, you got to listen to Bessie Smith, man, and what do you think it means?
We tend to use the Nina Simone version around here.
Right,
but
right.
Yes, it's the same concept.
Exactly.
She wants a little sugar in a bowl. Right. Bessie Smith then goes into talking about hot dogs and her role and et cetera, et cetera.
Which is all good.
So far.
It's all New York.
That's right. That's right. There's nothing more New York than a hot dog, right?
Right.
So before we started chatting with Elena and Bobby, was from Multiverse, the Grammy-nominated Multiverse from the Bobby Sanabria Big Band. We heard Speak No Evil, which included, it's a Wayne Shorter
composition yeah.
arranged by Jeff Lederer. And we heard the solos, Peter Brennan on tenor, Bobby Sanabria on bongo, and La Bruja. Did the rap. Love La Bruja, another Bronxite.
Exactly, yes.
We love La Bruja. And before that, we heard, finally heard some Mario Bauza.
Like the Tanga. Father. Yeah, the father. The father of Afro-Cuban jazz.
That's
yeah.
right. The legendary Mambo King, it says here, and his Afro-Cuban jazz orchestra. This was supplied by Bobby Sanabria. He brought this in. He said, I want you to play this. I had my own Mario Bauza song that I wanted to put, but that's okay. We're hospitable around here. And so we played, he told me to play Mambo, which was part of Tanga. It is under the banner of Tanga, and Mambo is under that banner.
It's a five movement suite.
That's it.
Based on Tanga, which was the first Afro-Cuban jazz composition by Mario Bauza in 1943, and he in charge the great maestro Chico O'Farrill to do a five movement treatment of the piece. And I'm playing, yours truly is playing drums on it. I'm very proud to have been associated with Maestro Bauza for about 10 years, the father of Afro-Cuban jazz.
And also soloing was Marcus Persiani. He plays with my friend Karen, actually. He's like, he's a really good pianist.
He is.
And Victor Paz on trumpet.
Yes, the great Victor Paz, who's basically in retirement now in his native Panama.
Mm.
But for many years, for the last, I would say, 40 years, he was the lead trumpeter in New York City.
Wow.
In all genres.
And before that, we heard The French Connection from Multiverse. And, Bobby, there are some things you wanted to say about...
Well, that's by the great Don Ellis, one of my heroes. Don Ellis composed this. That's the theme for the movie of the same name from, I believe it's 1972, and it won the Academy Award for Best Movie Score. Don Ellis, the great unsung genius, died at the early age of 44, but an amazing, amazing musician, the most forward-thinking musician in the history of jazz. He loved music from India, music from the Caribbean and Brazil, and he loved jazz and classical music, and he put them all together in an incredible mix. So that was my little mini tribute to Maestro Don Ellis. And if you really want to find out what New York was like in the early 70s, check out that movie. It was the movie that made Gene Hackman a household name as an actor.
Yeah, he became a star.
Yeah.
Courtesy of The French Connection. And the best
chase scene ever. The best chase scene.
Oh, my gosh, yes, yes. The L.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman chasing the L.
Yeah, chasing.
The elevated train.
In Brooklyn, in a car. And there was the director talks about it. And you can see it on YouTube, him talking about it. I forgot the name of the director. He was the same director for... was it William Friedkin? I think it was.
Yeah.
He,
from The Exorcist.
Right.
Same guy.
He talks about it on a clip on YouTube, and it basically was illegal, everything that they did.
Yeah.
And the head
they didn't have a permit.
And the head of the transit authority got fired for it. But that's another story.
Right.
But you want to see, everybody talks about that chase scene in Bullet with Steve McQueen.
Right.
But the baddest.
In San Francisco.
Right. The baddest chase scene ever filmed is that scene in The French Connection. It's a lengthy scene. Check it out.
Yeah. And so the arranger of this piece. Was Danny Rivera. Additional arrangements by Bobby Sanabria for The French Connection. Soloist Enrique
Hanene.
Thank you.
Lebanese Mexican.
Okay, on piano. Danny Rivera on what was it? Electric body.
Electrified baritone sax.
Sharif Clayton on trumpet with plunger, it says here.
Right.
Jeff Lederer on tenor sax, and Chris Washburn on didgeridoo.
That's right. Wow, man, that's a lot of, I forgot, there's a lot in there.
Mm-hmm.
All that in a bag of chips, as we say in the Bronx.
And let's see, before that, we heard from Que Viva Harlem. That's right. We played, what did we play? Oh, Let There Be Swing.
Right.
Yeah.
By Gene Marlowe, fantastic
that's
composer,
right.
arranger.
Mm-hmm.
He's written several things over the years for my incredible big band and for the Manhattan School of Music Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra. We're more than happy to perform his music because it's always grooving and always fascinating and always in the pocket. It makes you want to get up and snap your fingers, even if whether it's in 4-4, 2-4, 6-8, 7-8, whatever. Gene writes some great things. Well, that's like a mini tribute to the Savoy Ballroom in Manhattan.
Mm.
And it's on the Que Viva Harlem album, our recent album with the Manhattan School of Music. And if you purchase the album on Amazon.com or any other place, the proceeds go to the Manhattan School of Music Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra Scholarship Fund. Well, actually, the scholarship fund in general for the jazz department at the school. So we hope you check it out. And it received 4.5 stars in Downbeat Magazine recently, the Bible of Jazz. And the highest you can get is 5, so we're really, really happy about that.
And the additional arrangements are by Bobby Sanabria. And the soloists are Patrick Bartley on soprano saxophone, Lou Pellegrino on baritone sax, Arthur Vint on drums, Matthew Gonzalez on bongo, and on the timbales, Bobby Sanabria, our guest this evening on Sugar My Bowl.
Thank you. I got a few
we
licks in there.
We have to get ready for the bandstand. And so, let's do that. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. And are you there?
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for July 13th. In this segment of the show, we bring you aerial listings of Sugar and My Bowl guests so you can experience them live. Drummer Bobby Sanabria returns to the WBAI studio this week as our live guest. You can catch him as part of the orchestra in a free performance of Larry Harlow's My Omi, a Latin opera, at Lincoln Center's Out of Doors series on July 23rd. He'll also be leading a band at Grant's Tomb on July 30th as part of the Jazzmobile series and at a free performance in Marcus Garvey Park on August 13th as part of the Summer Stage series. Information for the Lincoln Center show is at lcoutofdoors.org. For details on the Grant's Tomb concert, go to jazzmobile.org and see summerstage.org for the Garvey Park event. And as always, we'll keep you updated on new events in this segment. And there are other opportunities to catch live music this week. Pianist Mark Carey leads the Focus Trio in a free outdoor concert at Bushnell Park in downtown Hartford, Connecticut on July 14th. See HartfordMondayNightJazz.com for details. That's HartfordMondayNightJazz, all one word, .com. Pianist Harold Mayburn leads a trio at Smalls on July 16th. See SmallsJazzClub.com for details. Drummer Jeff Tane Watts leads an ensemble at Iridium on July 18th and 19th. Details are at TheIridium.com. That's TheIridium.com. Blueswoman Alexis P. Suter is at the Turning Point in Piermont, New York on July 19th. Go to TurningPointCafe.com for info. That's TurningPointCafe.com. Looking further ahead, bassist Mimi Jones spends a week at the Village Vanguard from July 22nd to 27th with drummer Rudy Royston's sextet. Details are at VillageVanguard.com. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, you can see the listings at the Sugar in My Bowl blog. Go to sugarinmybowl.org and click the link for the blog. Tonight's playlist and audio from this and previous shows are on the website as well. Remember that WBAI is still in serious financial trouble. Help us stay on the air by pledging whatever you can or becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge to WBAI Radio. Click on the Support WBAI link on our website to find out more. This is Hank Williams signing off. We'll see you next week, July 20th, both on air and online on the Bandstand.
That's right. Thank you, Hank Williams, associate producer of Sugar in My Bowl. And probably by tomorrow, the listings for the Bandstand will be up on the site. They usually are up, but, you know, he's had stuff to do, so... stay tuned for more Bobby Sinabria while we listen to the rest of Miles Davis's Amandla. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl, Joyce Jones, my guests, Elena Martinez, and Bobby Sinabria. Stay tuned.
This is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
Of the 60s. Solid steel after trickle down to a dry choke economics. After Watergate and Contragate, after Lindsey Bean, Cod Stinkins and Giuliani, after Grenada, Somalia, Desert Storm, and Bosnia, still the blackened canyon walls of the Cross Bronx hold back the crush of Jerome Avenue, Webster Avenue, and the Grand Concourse. Holding back the push of Pepe Mbappo, holding back with brick on bedrock. You know, Bronx homies are the craziest. Lined up at the fences looking down. The traffic crossing town. Out past Bruckner to 95 North. From the house of Ruth Bill, baby. To the Yankee world of New England's white clapboard and black shutters. And they do shut tight on the sights and sounds from West Farms and the Bronx River Projects. The George Washington Bridge to America is all tied up, corrupt, and the toll is too high for too many. So they stay with El Bronx tattooed onto their lives. And the shadow canyon across the Bronx cleaves leaves, lungs scarred by exhaust and itchy burning eyes that water for freedom. But this is no land of the free. This is the Bronx. And the homies and the jibaros be lined up, watching from the overpass, thinking, to what worlds are they bound? To what worlds are they bound?
Sometimes on live radio, you don't do what you do. You do what you don't want to do. So this is what I really... It sounded good, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was really nice. Stay tuned.
I don't know much, but I've seen a few. And a few things have seen me, too. Talk about urban music, this is it. Music, the river, music, the flying music, the sound of life in our veins. Oh, God, help us to beat undid what you want us to do. Give us the groove to make this house move. Let everything we say be real. Let everything we do be funky. Let us bow our heads. Let us moan. So the devil won't know what we're talking about. I spell these words to spell love. To the unconscious, to the conscious trying to get consciousness. To our neighborhoods used to be communities now called ghettos. The barbershops, the ball courts, the hallways, the bar, the lounge, the mosque, the temple, the church next door to the liquor store, next door to the church, next door to the projects. We exchange for prisons. From Red Hook to Rikers Island to Comstock, from Eden Wall to Bedford Hills, from Harlem River to Dannemora, from round the way to Death Row, from whichever which away you know, all praise is to the flow when it go like so. Praise the flow, I know we pass this confusion on to you. Out of our own confusion, we ourselves couldn't see the new slant on the world we created by the slightest degree. Ain't no small thing, you know, shifting the world a little bit to get a better grip. Look at that boy Atlas, carrying that heavy-ass globe all those years. Wasn't nothing slack about his back, he's still on the job. We can't just drop the world just because it done fell off like bad dope and go sit somewhere in a cloud. To lift it higher is our steady desire, and raise it we did if nowhere else but in our minds. Yet this is where it must begin, time and time and time again. Let me begin at the beginning, and begin at the beginning, and begin at the beginning, and begin again. I don't know much, but I've seen a few, and a few things have seen me too. I want to tell you, beloved, that we walked into the Audubon Ballroom nearly 20 years after the fact. And the podium where Malcolm was standing when he took them nigger bullets was still there, bullet holes and all. And this is where our hero ended eternity. By the time you check this, the Audubon will be gone. But if you ever need to find it, look inside this hole. What up, Black? What up, Black? Is you still Black? I know you tried to be Asiatic,
Tried to be original. Tried to be Dominicano, Negrito, pero not too much Moreno. Tried to be 360 degrees in somebody's system of mystery. Tried to pattern yourself after superheroes and karate masters and sinners. Trying to pimp three iceberg slim as if it was scripture from the nigga Bible. You tried to be something else in your dreams, but you just kept coming back, didn't you? Black and more black and black and more black and black and more black. And probably I'll blot a little Espanol too, un poquito on the side, eh, papi? I hear you, speaking in mono, living in stereo, stressing the alphabet the best you can, building your knowledge in the college of polysyllabic syllables, nightmares and dreams streaming from your meaning, which I read is your latest attempt to beat the beast into a crossover triple. A good bounce on any given day, it's about rhythmic invention. Even the rat-tat-tat and the rat-tat-tat of the ball has a rhyme, and the exact word for it is what you be trying to find. A word like one of many moves you could choose if you want to lose the opposition and get the first step. Call it instinct, call it heart, and touch your chest with your right fist two times like a new Messiah sign. For those in the know, this is how we roll. This is how we roll for those in the know. Remember, the song you sang once hit a cage, once wore a mask, was once deferred a generation or two ago. What I love is your whole crew. Y'all don't just arrive, y'all come through. Making music and colors everywhere you go. Y'all don't just leave either, you peace out. Carrying that same old spooky vibe. Burning that make-believe Nubian incense. 20 pounds of laundry wrapped around your head. And even though ain't nobody following you back into no pyramids, backwards into no Africa of the Black History Month calendar, I understand. Trouble in the mind of blackness, trouble in the mind of blackness, seeking the light of anything to explain this long reign of the upside down. And them gangsters ain't fooling nobody. We know they just niggas, and niggas need to die. Nigga, nigga, die, die, nigga, nigga, die, die, nigga, nigga, die. Matter of fact, nigga, go ahead and lay down. Here's a Benjamin or two to get the funeral started right. I don't know much, but I see a few of you fantasy me too. I want to tell you to study rocks as well as stars, to get with the hard history of the planet. I want to tell you how much we wanted to make revolution, and in our journey we learned suffering ain't noble, and to struggle is a blessing that brings more life on the side of life itself. That wide are the rivers we know, deep is the water. Hip hop and beyond, hip hop and before. I mean, I could run out of breath before I could divest the rest of what I don't know. Maybe I can break it down to you like this. We dreamed you black in your badges, made you up out of poems and lies and words to live by. And we ourselves was dreamed, most likely by some slaves. Whenever they got a little space to climb into their heads and be free. And when they closed their eyes, what did they see? They saw you. Yeah. They saw me. Talk about urban music, baby, this is it. Music the river, music the flame, music the sound of life in our veins. I don't know much, but I've seen a few and a few things.
And you're listening to WBAI New York. Come on, I'm trying to do something here. What are you doing? Work with me. You know, sometimes this equipment doesn't do what you want it to do. Just one more. That's all. Just one more, and then we'll be there. Okay. You ready now? Okay. Come on. No, that's not it. Which one? That one. Listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar in my bowl is the name of this program. My name's Trace Jones, and I'm here with... What's your name, man?
Bobby Sanabria. And what's your name, madam?
Madam.
Elena Martinez.
Elena Martinez. And Bobby Sanabria. Bobby came back with guest. Came back with, thank goodness, because I invited her, actually.
The two for once is the two for the price of one sale tonight. And it's all good.
And they don't come cheap, ladies and gentlemen. They don't come cheap.
The conversation has been good, exciting, and interesting, as is the music.
And what we just heard, musically, was we heard tanga again. This is rumba, Afro-Cubano. That's the title they give it. Tanga, rumba, Afro-Cubano. Cubana. And this is from the Mumbo Kings, music from and inspired by the motion picture The Mambo Kings. And Bobby was telling me some stuff about that. But this is the Mambo All-Stars, they called them. The music, of course, by Mario Bauza. The original arrangement by Domenico Savino. It was arranged by Ray Santos, it says here.
That's right. That's
produced
right.
by Robert Kraft. Apparently that really matters.
Well, he was the music producer on the film.
Okay. And the trumpet solos, Victor Paz. Charlie Sepulveda, baritone sax solo, Pablo Caloguero.
That's it. Yeah.
And alto sax solo, Bobby Porcelli.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the great Bobby Porcelli.
And so tell me about how you wound up involved in that, Bobby Sinatra.
Well, many of you have seen the Mambo Kings probably on TV.
Some of us want to forget that we saw them.
Yeah, yeah. yours truly included. But when this film was being talked about being made, etc., there was a lot of excitement. And through my association with Mario Bauza, being his drummer and timbale player, basically most of the band, the Mario Bauza Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra, we got on the soundtrack. Ray Santos did most of the arranging. Some of the arranging was done by Carlos Franzetti. A lot of, the incidental music, what we call incidental music, music that shapes scenes and transitions and connects scenes together. He did it, the string arrangements, etc. And Robert Kraft was the music supervisor. Basically, he was the one supervising all of us, contracting us, etc., making the phone calls. Great guy, etc. And also, he was the one directing meetings with people like Mario Bauza, Tito Puente, and others, what songs they wanted to record. They had to make some decisions. We recorded a lot of music that didn't make the soundtrack. And hopefully one day, well, if the plan was if the movie would have been incredibly successful, there would have been a volume 2 of the soundtrack with that extra music.
They should just bring, present the volume 2 in spite of the lack of quality that happened in that movie.
Right, right, right. Well, in some ways, everybody was well-intentioned, etc.
Yes.
It was a first-time director, but there was a monkey wrench thrown into the proceedings. At that time, when the filming started, right after the auditions for the actors, etc., and all the contracts were filed, there was a technicians and writers strike in New York City for cameramen, writers, etc. So they had to switch everything to Los Angeles and recreate New York City in Los Angeles, which is impossible. It would have been the same thing if somebody tried to recreate Los Angeles in New York City. So the whole vibe of the proceedings in terms of the energy, the synergy that one needed to make the film was gone. So, and a few other mistakes were made that I'm not going to talk about, but I'll give you an example. For example, there's a scene where I'll give you one.
I'm not going to talk about
right.
that.
Well, I better quit while I'm ahead.
No. You started now. You might as well go ahead.
For example, there was a scene of the band that the two brothers that were the protagonists in the film.
Right. Played by Armand DeSante and
Antonio Banderas,
yeah. Right? So you see the band, and you see the trumpets in front of the saxophones in a big band. And that you would never set up a band like that.
Mm.
Nobody would ever set up a band like that in a big band setting. Nobody. And for us as the musicians, when we saw the screening, we started laughing.
Mm.
And then one of the musicians that was actually one of the actors in the film told me, we tried to tell the assistant director, but they wouldn't listen. No, it looks better this way. So you're dealing with Hollywood, and reality sometimes does not take over as it should. And mistakes like that were made. So I don't want to down the film because it gave a lot of opportunities for work for many of us in the industry.
It was also an opportunity.
Including myself.
Of course. But it was also an opportunity for people who weren't familiar with Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, and many of the other artists who were in the film, who hadn't seen them or heard them before. They got a chance to hear some of the music, at least be introduced to it if they weren't already.
Mm-hmm. Right. So...
and they were actually in the film. So
exactly,
nice
exactly,
thing.
Exactly. But some of the things is, as far as like the way Santeria was depicted, etc. I mean, if somebody was involved in the culture, it was just disheartening.
Yeah.
But these things happen in other films as well, in mainstream films and et cetera, et cetera. But the problem is with us in our world, we usually only get one chance, and if we don't knock it out of the park in that one chance, then it's rare that we get a second chance or the next chance that comes along takes a long, long, long time. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's the disheartening thing about it. On the positive side, as I said before, a lot of great musicians got to work. People like Ray Santos, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And people like the great Paquito Pastor. Here's a really positive thing that happened in the film. We were recording, and then all of a sudden they decided they wanted to use a song by Noro Morales, the great Puerto Rican pianist, called Ponce.
Mm-hmm.
A great composition by him. And this was like, and they wanted the exact piano solo that Noro Morales took on the original recording.
Mm.
So Paquito goes to them, well, why don't you just use the original recording? No, we want to record it with you guys. And so it sounds modern sounding in terms of the quality, et cetera, et cetera. And it'll match the rest of the soundtrack. But we want the exact piano solo.
Mm.
So Paquito, being the genius musician he is, and we want to record it tomorrow. So they entrusted him with it. And he transcribed the whole piano solo that evening, learned it. And the next day we recorded it and did it.
Nice.
I mean, so those kind of positive things happened.
It's unfortunate that it's not on the soundtrack, but...
Right, hopefully it'll be, if there's somebody ever takes that music out. And, I mean, there's a bunch of Carlos Franzetti wrote some incredible incidental music that involves strings, vocal choir, et cetera, that when we were recording it, we were going, wow. And when the musicians start saying, wow, then you know something is very special.
Well, before this, we heard Sekou Sundiata.
Another genius.
Yes.
I mean, if
you were telling me how you... Well, first off, let me finish this because I didn't finish before. Urban Music was the name of the cut. And Bobby Sanabria may or may not have been on here playing percussion. I didn't hear any, so it may not have happened. But that was Sekou Sundiata's spoken word poetry presentation from Long Story Short.
And Sekou, a genius. I'm not playing anything on that particular cut,
right.
Or maybe some bells and stuff in the background that were mixed.
Okay.
It's been such a long time since I've heard that, but I'm more prominent on some other cuts.
Right.
But Sekou was a genius. He was the evolution of Gil Scott-Heron. He was the next step, and he left us too soon. He was a great educator at the New School, and he would be the poet laureate of the United States.
Sure.
I mean, his genius with wordplay, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the line in that one poem, in this one piece, before this ends, the Autobahn ballroom will be gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a genius, and I got to meet him through the New Yorican Poets Cafe, and I was recommended to him by the great Jorge Sylvester, great saxophonist from Panama.
Who, if you were listening last week, would have heard some of his music.
That's right.
So you'll have to go to sugarmybowl.org and check out the archives. We have archives. We have show archives. So when you go there, you'll get to hear music. Or you could just look up Jorge Sylvester and check out his music.
Right.
J-O-R-G-E, Sylvester.
Right.
S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-E-R, or something like that.
Sylvester the cat.
Exactly, exactly. But Sylvester is a cat.
But in Sekou, I mean, he, in terms of hip-hop also, I think he is the next level of evolution.
Definitely.
And a lot of the young cats that call themselves wordsmiths today, and many spoken word artists, poets, should definitely listen to him. He did two great albums, The Blue Oneness of Dreams and Long Story Short,
right.
And I'm on both of them.
Right.
Very proud of that work that I did, even though those recordings are kind of, they are under the radar, but they should, I'm glad you're giving them some new life.
Oh, always. That's what we do here on Sugar My Bowl. We give life to things that may not have been given to. Like this that you brought in. You brought it in. I didn't know what it was. It's David Gonzalez, the Poetic License Band, featuring Bobby Sanabria. City of Dreams was the name of the release. And the track that we heard was...
Cross Bronx Expressway. Right. That's the... I mean, I've been very fortunate. I've done many, many great things with poets over the years, and also I've been able to play in various genres of music, and that's about as close as you're going to get me to playing some heavy metal. You know, but
really, it's like I put that on, it's like, oh, okay.
But
But, you know, an interesting thing, Oliver Lake is on this release as well on another track.
Right.
Playing alto. And Yomotoro is on here.
Right.
So
right.
This is interesting. And this is mine. He gave it to me.
So you'll be
Bobby
hearing
Sinabria
more of it.
Gave it. I don't know if you'll hear more of it. But
yes,
I'll,
you will.
Let
yes,
me check it out first. But when we do the Oliver Lake show, definitely, probably... You know,
well, David is a great poet and great storyteller,
okay,
and he had a children's show on for many, many years on the radio.
Wasn't he doing children's programming at NJPAC?
Well, when I used to perform with him, we've done quite a few things at NJPAC and other theaters across the country.
Okay.
But I brought that because me and Elena have talked about this. I've been very fortunate that I've worked with some of the greatest spoken word artists and poets living today. For example, Nancy Morejon from Cuba. And
Martina Espada.
Martina Espada, another great poet.
He
and
is indeed a great poet.
Sandra Maria Esteves. Felipe Luciano.
Papoleto Meléndez.
Yes.
Papo.
Papo was a sugar guest as well.
Bruja, Flaco,
yes.
You know.
Flaco,
Navaja.
Yes.
And many, many others. Willie Perdomo.
Oh, yeah.
So I have an affinity for working with poets because to me, poetry is just music. But with words, and when I worked with Nancy Morejon and Martin Espada, that was particularly gratifying because it was at the Dodge Poetry Festival, and NJPAC, New Jersey Performing Arts Center, with that beautiful theater that holds 2,500 people.
It has great sound. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. So we were there with my Cuarteto H, and the reason that we were there was because Martin said I will only work with Bobby Sanabria and his quartet. Because they wanted him to do something with music, and they paired Nancy, who's from Cuba, who is the most well-known living poet from Cuba today, and Martin, who's Puerto Rican. So it was a great mix, and they really loved the way the producers of the Judge Poetry Festival really loved the way we as the musicians interacted with the poets. And I made sure that each one of the musicians had the script of all the poems, so that they could follow along and make sure, and besides coming up with music, but also interjecting things improvisationally when they heard certain things or read certain things in the script. So it was fantastic. And actually that was filmed by public television.
Great.
So maybe that'll come to the light of day someday.
That'd be nice.
You also, I don't want to forget Tato La Viera, the great
poet.
Tato La Viera, another incredible poet. So I've been very fortunate in that sense, and I'm sure I'm leaving some people out, but you're in my heart and spirit, and I continue to do this kind of work with poets. I love,
Mariposa.
Well, I've
drummed with Mariposa. You must drum with Mariposa.
Yes, most definitely. We haven't worked together, but
that should happen.
I'm a big admirer of her work,
yeah.
And she continues to be a voice of light and enlightenment in our community.
That's for sure.
I love her poem, the one that ends with, "Yo no nací en Puerto Rico, pero Puerto Rico nació en mí." I wasn't born in Puerto Rico, but Puerto Rico was born in me.
Yes,
fantastic.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Yes. She also has this other one that, anyway.
She's got many of them.
She's got a million of them. Mariposa, love her. So what we're going to do now, actually I need to say, because I didn't mention, that right after the theme, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, we heard from Bobby's debut as a leader, New York City H, Bobby Sanabria and Ascension. We heard Elegba, Guardian of the Crossroads, which featured a vocalist. When I heard him, I said, oh, yeah, that's him. It featured... Oh,
Eddie Rodriguez.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Eddie Rodriguez.
Fantastic drummer, Akbong.
Akbong.
Which is a lead vocalist in the Yoruba tradition. But he's a great rumba vocalist also. And incredibly talented musician, incredibly talented.
And on the encore, the vocal chorus, Eddie Rodriguez again, Hiram Ramon. And Bobby Sanabria. And on Guataca and Checares was Bobby Sanabria. So I just wanted to mention that since I hadn't yet.
That album is a great album because not because I'm on it, but simply because of the musicians that are on it that span generations. And two of them are still working with me till this day. Gene Jefferson, who's 83, and Iram El Pavo Ramon, who's also 82 or 83 now. Mm-hmm. Gene's from Panama, and Iram is from Santa Marta, Colombia. And two virtuosos, Gene being an alto saxophonist, soprano saxophonist, and flautist, and Iram, a vocalist, and percussionist, particular virtuoso on the maracas.
Okay, I'm going to have to play something. It's time.
Go
we
for
must
it.
Hear something. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Sugar in My Bowl, and here's some something.
fere nuwa ni wa nanu ye wo papa o do mi la o de are mo cha la ya mo le ibo lo ku la wo o ku ala che lo wa che to a che ari ku papa wa
bo da
Wow, that, you know, listening to that now after all these years, I haven't heard it in a long time. It's really, it brings back great memories. And God bless Tito Puente for writing that music, man. You know, amazing, the genius of the Puerto Rican community.
You want to dedicate that to somebody, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, first of all, that was from the Tito Puente Masterworks Live album.
That's
with,
right.
With my students from the Manhattan School of Music.
That was Mumbo Beat.
Right, the Manhattan School of Music Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. And there was Michael Sherman on baritone saxophone. Paul Stodolka?
Stodolka, yes.
Stodolka on, and Blake Martin. Huh. And Justin Walter. And Anthony Stanko on trumpets.
On trumpets, right.
Bobby Sanabria on timbales. They all soloed. Right. These are the solos. These are people who soloed. So Bobby Sanabria on timbales on that one. Norman Edwards on drums.
That's right. That's right. Great, great former students of mine. That was from 2011 and was nominated for a Latin Grammy.
Yes, it was.
And I want to dedicate that to a former student of mine at the New School, who just passed away, great trumpeter, Mr. Paul Branham. May he be resting in peace and getting to meet his, all of his heroes up there in heaven. And, trumpet players are very special to us in all forms of music, but particularly in jazz because they are the children of Gabriel.
Mm.
So,
all right.
God bless you, Paul, wherever you are. And I know, well, I know you're in heaven.
And before that, we heard El H. de Sanabria in Monde
Moderación.
Go ahead then.
Which
in
means
in moderation.
Yeah, right.
It's like Bobby Sanabria in moderation.
Right, right.
The Ache of Bobby Sanabria in moderation.
As Mario Baza used to tell me all the time, everything in moderation. Everything. You know? Great words to live by. But that was composed by Eugene Marlowe. Great.
That's right.
Composer.
It was arranged by him and co-arranged by you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
solo bongo is Giancarlo Anderson.
Right.
Kevin Bryan on trumpet. Sharif Clayton on trumpet with plunger.
That's right.
David De Jesus on soprano sax. Bobby Sanabria on caja. It says conga with stick. That was the thing you were talking about, the hidden with the sticks on the conga. That
right.
People don't do anymore, apparently. But we used to do it in the park.
That's right. That's
after
right.
Dark.
For Bembe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for Bembe. And I'm playing the drum set as well.
And he's playing marimba, people. Oh, that was the one. Yeah.
Were you? Right, right. I took the marimba solo there with four mallets. So it was, that was fun because it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. We were recording at Avatar Studios, one of the probably the last great big studio in New York. All of them have closed because everybody has a Pro Tools system in their home right now. Not that they know how to use it, but that's another story. But it's one of the great rooms to record big bands. Many rock artists have recorded there, etc. Bon Jovi's uncle was the one that built that studio when it was called the Power Station.
Wow. And before that, I don't want to forget, Ricardo Pons, who did the vocal prayer for Batala.
At the very end, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, that was a spur of the moment thing, and I said, this needs something in there. And I told the engineer, Jim Gately, and then I told the assistant from the studio, how soon can you get me a marimba here in a set of vibes? And they went and come back in about a minute and said, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. That's, you can only do that in New York City.
Mm.
So we got a set of vibes and marimba from SIR. I play on, this is from the album Big Band Urban Folk Tales, and which was nominated for a Grammy in 2008, 2009. Mm. And then we, there's another tune on the album that I play vibes on called Blues for Booty Shakers. So you get to hear me play in another context. But I'm playing drums on the whole album.
Yes.
So.
And Joe Conso Jr. did the cover photo. I thought he had done the one in the back with you in the red shirt, but apparently that's who?
That's Jeff Sachs. I sponsor a great company that I endorse called Tama Drums and Sabian Cymbals and Latin Percussion Incorporated and Remo Drumheads, and they also Big Fred Sticks and Jeff Sachs from Tama took the beautiful photos on the inside and outside. But Joe Conso Jr., one of the main photographers in the world of hip hop, took the front cover, and that was interesting because that was the coldest day of the year. It was on the Grand Concourse, and Joseph stood up on that mailbox. And it was the coldest day of the year, so I won't tell you, I'm getting elbowed here, but You see me smiling, but through my teeth, I was yelling at Joe, hurry up, man, take the photo because, well, you know why. metal on skin when there's cold is not good. So anyway, but yeah, that fantastic album, fantastic musicians on there. My multi-Grammy nominated big band Urban Folk Tales. And we got to play some music by Frank Zappa on that album, The Grand Wazoo.
Yes, I was conflicted. I actually wanted to play that too. It's like, but you know, you just have to get the CD and listen to it in the comfort of your own home.
That's right.
We need to get ready to get up out of here.
All right.
For La Nueva Alternativa. But before we go, I'd like to thank Elena Martinez and Bobby Sanabria for visiting Sugar and Mabo. Yay!
Oh, thank you for letting us come here.
Good, thank Bobby for coming back.
Yay! Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Have I been the only person to be here twice in one?
Well, back to back.
Right.
Live in the studio, yeah.
Okay.
You were the first.
Great.
But you deserve this because you deserve this anyway.
Thank you.
But you also, you know, there's much thanks for saying yes to my asking you to do the journey.
Thank you so much. You know, it was a privilege, honor, and I hope everybody listening got to get a little bit more insight into me and what I do. And I'm very fortunate because I grew up in New York City in the South Bronx. I always say that the heart and soul of New York City is Brooklyn and the Bronx. And whenever I get a chance to talk about this, but my hometown, the Bronx, it's always great because we've been through a lot.
Mm.
And so have the people from Brooklyn, and so have the people from Harlem and Spanish Harlem, et cetera, all of New York. But the Bronx obviously holds a special place in my heart. So the people of the Bronx that are listening out there, mucho, mucho, ache, much positive energy. We got a saying in the Bronx, only the strong survive.
Yeah. So, well, it actually, that could be applied to all New Yorkers. So thank you so much. We need to get ready to get up out of here.
We'll see you soon.
Bobby Sanabria says he'll see you soon. And he will. Actually, as a matter of fact, if you go to sugarmubble.org and check our bandstand, you can, if you go the Lincoln Center on the 13th, on the 23rd, excuse me, you'll see Bobby Sanabria with Larry Harlow in OMI. But we got to go now. I'm playing this for the Charlie Hayden family. Charlie, travel well. Charlie Hayden was a former Sugar guest, and as a matter of fact, next week we'll rebroadcast the program that we had with Charlie and his wife, Ruth Cameron Hayden. Stay tuned for La Nueva Alternativa on WBAI New York. This is Charlie Hayden from Ramblin' Boy singing Oh Shenandoah.
Saw you away. I'm bound away. This is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.